Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this time that's just for you, to rest and relax into God's word, his loving promise for you, and to share a practical soul care tip. This is a simple action you can take to lower stress and do something loving for your emotions and your body. Based on science and scripture, I originally had an episode designed for you today. I'm going to wait until next week to share it with you because this morning I woke up and I found out that the singing legend that collaborated with everyone from Frank Sinatra to Lady Gaga died just 2 weeks short of his 97th birthday. Do you know of Tony Bennett? Of course you do. We all have enjoyed his wonderful voice singing so many wonderful jazz standards. And what's interesting about his passing is that it's raised the whole topic of Alzheimer's disease, which he was diagnosed back in 2016. What's inspiring is that he continued to sing even into the past 2 years, even though he had Alzheimer's. And I share this with you because God has given us a wonderful, designed within each of us, a wonderful place where we can have songs sing, even in our times of trouble. And it's interesting, as you'll learn from today's episode, that the way he designed our brains is a protective place where we can remember songs and how they provide a way of helping us to release our stress. And as believers, we use our songs to bring us closer to God and be reminded of his goodness. So today, how are you doing, friends? When we are stuck in a place where we are consumed with worries, or maybe there's a nagging problem that we try to put to the side and we try to forget about it and go on with our day, and yet perhaps in those quiet moments, perhaps in the evening, they remind us that we are in need of our loving Savior, that we can't just carry in shoulders our burdens alone. And so today's episode, I just want to explore the power of song and how God is our song in the night. One of the first things I just wanted to start off our time together is to breathe in God's loving promise. You know, the title of our podcast is Breathe, and it's just such a beautiful word that inspired me to start this podcast because I had gone through a season of my life where it was literally hard for me to breathe. I was struggling with anxiety and panic attacks, and it was very odd for me because I grew up a believer. I grew up loving God's word. I had a really healthy prayer life. And I finally reached a point in my life where I felt there was some peace. Having just given birth to two baby boys, I felt I had finally gotten to a place where I could leave my past behind. I had a challenging childhood, to say the least. It was a dysfunctional family growing up, but I thought, oh, I finally get to start a new family, create a new one with God, based on his love and his grace and his promises and his word. And yet it was during that time that I started experiencing anxiety. And it's so interesting because God is present with us in the valleys. He's not just present with us on the mountaintops. And so we want to breathe in God's word. It's a breath prayer is a simple practice that we can use the natural rhythm of our breathing to signal to our body to relax. It literally activates the rest and relaxation mode in our body, and it releases the soothing hormones, serotonin, which is the happy hormone, and it will help us to reset and relax. Not only that, We want to integrate God's promise in Scripture. And when we use it as a prayer, it also reoxygenates our spirit with God's word. And that is also very steadying. So let's look at today's promise. It's from Psalm 118. And usually, I will just give you one verse, but today I want to start with the passage, a few verses before it, because I want you to kind of get the flow of where our scripture comes from today.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So I'm going to read this passage. We're going to start at Psalm 118:10, and we will end on our verse of this week. It's Psalm 118:14. So I always like to give the references so that you can always use this in your own quiet time to look at God's word. And if you're into journaling, to just journal some thoughts and notes. Just 10 minutes will relieve stress and anxiety. It's been proven in a Harvard study. Even perhaps just once a week as you're listening to this podcast, take some time and just journal your thoughts after you've heard this podcast. That might be a great way for you to just practice this simple stress-relieving soul care tip. We're going to start reading. And you'll notice that the psalmist refers to a nation surrounding him. And you can, as a way of reflecting on scripture, replace the word nations with what troubles or anxieties are surrounding you. And it's a way to just invite God into your story using scripture. Let's begin. All the nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. They surrounded me on every side, but in the name of the Lord, I cut them down. They swarmed around me like bees, but they were consumed as quickly as burning thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them down. I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. And now Psalm 118:14 for our breath prayer. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. And now as we turn it into a breath prayer, we want to address it to God himself as a prayer. So we're going to breathe in. You are my strength and my song. Breathe out. You have become my salvation. Inhale. You are my strength and my song. Breathe out. You have become my salvation. Which word is drawing you in? You know, I loved reading the previous verse that says, I was pushed so hard I was falling, but the Lord has helped me. Maybe this week or recently, as recent as this past hour, you may have felt your foot slipping. You have felt pushed back by whatever is giving you that challenge, stress, or trial. And yet, God is your salvation. He catches you. You have a soft place to land. I love then that the psalmist goes into our verse for the week where he says, the Lord is my strength and my song. sometimes we cannot remove the difficult circumstances we find ourselves in. We didn't choose it. Sometimes it happens to us, whether it's our health, our children, our parents, an unfortunate situation with our friends, some misunderstanding, our finances, our health. What is it that seems to be pushing you back? Relax now as God surrounds you with songs of deliverance. What is that song that can lift your spirit in this very moment? It's our soul care tip today. I encourage you to listen to that special song, to relish the lyrics, and to rejuvenate your soul, because you are God's song. God sings through you. His lyrics are made true through you. The soul care tip is that a song is able, the power of song, the way God created us, the way our brains work, it has the ability to rejuvenate an emotional connection that is real, and it can lower your stress and anxiety. Songs powerfully reconnect us to our most important emotional experiences by sparking memories of significant experiences with people we love and the life-changing events, challenges, or transitions we undergo, along with the feelings, sights, or sounds that impacted us most deeply. That's because the region of the brain where memories are stored serves as a hub that links music to memories and emotions. Did you notice what I just shared? Music is a hub where God created that links us to memories and our emotions. And so this is why people suffering from memory loss due to Alzheimer's disease perk up when they hear a song from their past. They brighten up, they express emotions, sing along, and even dance. Music therapy not only de-stresses, calms anxieties, and improves sleep, but it allows us to re-experience a loved one's presence. A song triggers the sound of their voice, and we relive the emotional memories of intimacy, peace, and joy. Who is the loved one's voice that you would love to be reminded of for our time together? I want us to remember the sound of our loving Savior. Think back on a time where a song meant so much to you as it connected you to God's love, His comfort, His understanding, and His help. When we're surrounded by our anxieties, we're right in the thick of whatever it is we're going through. We become captured by those worries, don't we? And it seems hard to feel God's nearness. Well, a song is a way for God to help bring us back to that place within you where you have shared a special memory with God. It isn't a surprise back in the Old Testament when the Israelites were marching into war that God had asked that the singers and the musicians be placed in front going to battle. Can you imagine at wartime that God would ask that musicians be put on the front lines? And yet that is how many times the Israelites were able to find victory as they marched into battle with God's song and singing of God. So I really want you to think. Share with me as we share this time together, what is that song that has meant so much to you? One of the songs that has been a really beautiful song as I was going through a tough time is the worship song, Do It Again by Elevation Worship. Here are the lyrics. Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Faithfulness, I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. And you can do it again. Dear friend, it's okay that as we walk through the valleys, we may not feel that nearness because God has provided a way to bring us back to His nearness. We remember the songs that bring us close to Him. Take time today. It might seem so simple, but it's so easy to feel like nothing can help us when we don't find a solution or we're faced with uncertainty. And yet our spirit can become refreshed even as we walk through hard times. We can take a moment. And if you start listening to one, it'll be very easy to listen to a second one. And the science backs us up that we will feel better. We will feel better. Those soothing hormones will start to relax your emotions and your body, and you can find that comfort. Dear friend, what is it that God has given you to sing through the night? What kind of music do you enjoy? And how does music enrich your life? What is the new song that God wants you to sing? There must be a new song that God wants you to sing. Psalm 43 says, He has given me a new song to sing. It's a new song that I want to point you to today, that God has given you. That song might be in minor key, but God is still in the minor keys of our lives. Your life is a beautiful masterpiece with highs and lows, and God has written in each note. He is your melody. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, Lord of all the earth and the universe, I sing to you a prayer. May my words be yours, God of love and God of hope. You're as beautiful as music from a violin. Break all the bonds I've constructed, then draw me close to you. Change the tune and make me sing a brand new song and write a lovely melody with me. Make me more like you. Then and only then will I be made new. Amen. We no longer have to be desperate to find our calling. Our calling is to be loved, to be God's beloved. And there is someone who died 1,000 times over, so He can sing His song in you, through your dreams and even through your deepest pain. Your voice is significant because Jesus is in you. Dear friend, rest in your greatest calling as God's beloved. And today I like to end with just one of my favorite songs that I've heard Tony Bennett sing as I heard of his passing. I went on YouTube, and one of my favorite songs that he sang recently within the past decade is a song for Once in My Life. And he has a wonderful duet that he does with Mark Anthony. I'm going to put that as a link in my notes today, and you can click on it and listen. When I hear these words of this song, when I first heard it, I actually heard Jimmy Scott sing it. He's a jazz singer. And when I first heard it, even though I know it was a love song meant for a person, I thought of Jesus. For once in my life, I've got someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once, unafraid, I can go where life leads me, and somehow I know I'll be strong. For once, I can touch what my heart used to dream of, long before I knew someone warm like you could make my dreams come true. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once, I've got someone I know won't desert me, and I'm not alone anymore. It makes a difference when you have somebody who loves you in your life. And for us, that someone is Jesus. He loves you. He loves us so that we don't have to be alone anymore. And He will share the loneliness with us. And because He shares those lonely times with us, we are no longer alone. We are loved. Friends, pick up a copy of my book, my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stressless and Transform Chaos to Calm. I hope that this book will become a song that sings to you wherever you find yourself on your journey of faith, because these are the very scriptures and the practices that have helped lift my heart during seasons where I needed to lower stress and anxiety and explore 21 different topics of stress. you'll be encouraged as well, too, as each chapter fortifies your soul with His promise and gives you a simple soul care practice that you can do based on science and scripture. Thank you for all of you who have been so kind to leave a review of this podcast. Thank you so much for supporting this ministry. So take a moment, and it would be a wonderful blessing to help get more eyes and ears to this podcast so we can support and encourage others on this journey of faith. And thank you for your support to pick up a copy of my book. You've made it number one Kindle and meditation, as well as the number one audiobook. Remember that you're loved. You are worth it. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.